Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Wednesday, January 30th, 2019. We have some funny stories about the shenanigans people would get into on snow days back in the day. My father comes on the show. There's some very awkward flirting with Kennedy, and I'm pissed he's spending my inheritance. Also, a very awkward conversation on the playground with one of the fellow dads at my son's school, and lots of audio from the Patriots at the Super Bowl. Kennedy,
yo,
say good morning to my father, Richard.
Hey.
Good morning.
How are you, my dear? How are you, my dear?
I'm doing great.
I'm glad to hear that.
How about you?
You know.
I thought at one point Kennedy was going to become my stepmom.
Oh, my God.
Her and my dad.
That would be amazing.
There's still time.
I do love that man.
So, oh my goodness.
So my dad calls me yesterday and he wants to brag about something that got me kind of angry. And before he does that, he says, "What are you doing?" I was like, "Oh, I'm just sitting here practicing guitar." He's like, "You're playing guitar?" And I said, "Yeah, well, Barrett's taking piano lessons. I thought it'd be cool if I took up something new." So I started playing back in the fall. He's like, "Oh my gosh, I started playing guitar again." He said, I started playing when I was 13 years old. And then my father passed away. My grandfather died when my dad was very young at 13 years old. And so now my dad is taking guitar back up at what? How 70? Are you 72, Dad? Is that right?
Or none of your business.
Is that right?
Is that right?
Is that right?
I think that's
You don't know your dad's age?
73,
actually. Oh, that's right. Just turned 73.
Good God, man.
So now, like, we're going to have to get together and do, like, a father-son concert,
that's,
don't you think?
That's a hard pass.
When can we see the Tager 2 at a local coffee shop?
Because I will. Not be there.
It's going to be the Tager 3 because Barrett's going to be the only one that's going to be in here.
Oh, that's true. That's true. So then my dad says to me, "Oh, by the way, I am driving home from the RV dealership. I just bought a new RV.
Okay, that's amazing.
Right?
Congratulations,
which kind did you get this
buddy.
Time?
Well, thank you. It's just a small one. It's just a 24 foot. We love concerts. We love music. And we go to, you know, we got a lot of venues. And so that's why we want to have one again.
Burn. What kind is it?
It's a, what is it?
Yeah, it's an Airstream. Don't play.
What? Don't play.
It's one of those Airstream motorhomes.
Oh, the silver ones, the beautiful ones.
No, this
not the, not the pull behind, but the ones you drive. But yes.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
This is my dream in life to live
but
in.
But here is, I have a bone to pick with you, Pops. So my dad bought this gorgeous new home. Right down, they live just outside of St. Pete.
Well, it's a motor home.
No. He bought a home.
Oh.
Like, this one has doors
yes,
and a garage.
With a nice pool just south of St. Pete on this island. And then he has now bought a boat, and now he's bought an RV. Quit spending my inheritance.
Oh, yeah, there's none left for you.
What are you
the
doing?
The man is 73
yes,
years old.
He worked yes. his ass off he's, to get where he is today, and you're complaining that he's living his best life?
Yeah, exactly, my friend. Come on. And all of this stuff, you don't need the money. This stuff will go to you. The house will go to you.
Yes.
The boat will go to you.
Yeah, you can have the mortgage. You can have the mortgage.
And the excise tax. It's all yours, sir. You're welcome. Congratulations.
What are you going to do in this thing? Are you going to, like, take it for a cruise out west or something? What are you doing?
Well, first thing we're doing is going up to a music fest in North Florida in March, and then we're going to take it out west. We go out to the Dave Matthews concert in the Gorge for 3 days.
There it is.
This is my dad.
I know a lot of people when they travel with bands, you know, they travel behind them, and they go from show to show, and in order to finance these trips, a lot of them sell their wares. Are you going to be selling anything out of the Airstream trailer, like some cupcakes or pot brownies?
My sister sold grilled cheese sandwiches at fish concerts, you know, so I'm just wondering.
Maybe deviled eggs and shrimp salad.
Oh, he does do a great deviled
shrimp
egg.
Shrimp salad.
That's fancy.
That's what I want to go to when I'm at a Buffett concert.
Let me tell you, there's nobody more popular than my father when he's at a festival for the Dave Matthews Show at the Gorge, because he's always in like a 30-foot motorhome with its own bathroom as opposed to what they provide you at the concert.
And unlimited deviled eggs.
That's it.
I don't know. I think you're living your best life, and
honestly,
I am remarkably
jealous
because
sounds
I have
great.
Zero savings, and the day comes that I retired, I'm totes screwed. So maybe I could get the RV?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not retired, so that's how I can do it.
Maybe we'll see the RV at MixFest this year. Yeah. You want to drive up for it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like a good plan.
Quit spending my inheritance.
Anyways.
All right, we got to go, Dad. I love you.
Go Pats.
Go Pats. That's right. He is a Pats fan. He does like the Patriots. There's my father, Richard, who is spending inheritance. So that's funny to you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I don't know if you've ever found yourself in an awkward situation while you were picking up your kids at school, but I found I found myself in one the other day, and it's the most awkward situation I've ever experienced picking Barrett up from school.
Okay.
So I met this guy at the YMCA probably about 3 months ago. His name is Tim. Seems like a nice guy. Nice guy. And he
not
told
to
me,
put him out there or anything.
No. He's not. He's married with a kid.
Sorry. His name or whatever. But
sorry.
Hey.
No, it's okay. He knows who he is. So he says to me at the Y, he's like, oh, I'm going to come play basketball during the day because I'm kind of in between jobs. I'm looking for jobs right now. I was like, oh, well, we play here all the time. He's like, great. And then later that week, I run into him on the playground when I'm picking up my son. I'm like, oh, hey, Tim, we met at the Y. So I have a kid, blah, 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 blah. We talk for 30 seconds and move on with our lives. And that has happened probably 3 times now in the past 3 months where I've seen him, said hello, and that was the extent of the conversation. So I'm picking up Barrett from school the other day. I see him. Hey, how's it going? It's cold, blah, 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 blah. Oh, your name came up the other day when I was with my psychiatrist.
Okay. Did he give you any context as to why? Did he explain the story?
No.
Did you?
Because
did
I was just.
Further?
Well, I you know.
Like you're being, so taken back.
These are yes or no questions.
Being the nosy enter that you are, I can't believe that you didn't ask why.
Well, no, I just kind of, I know it was an awkward laugh because it just caught me so off guard in the conversation that he would, that he revealed that to somebody that he barely knows and that my name came up during the conversation because as he's saying it, I'm trying to think in my head, why would my name come up with your psychologist? And then and I'm like, oh, that's like, are they in Charlestown? Because I'm looking for a new one. And he's like, no. And he tells me what hospital it's through. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, yeah, she's a big fan of your show. So I guess the psychiatrist listens to our show.
So
mine
maybe
stars, it's good.
Maybe we said something on the program. I don't know what it would be.
Yeah, but
that actually is helpful to somebody in a situation.
Yeah, maybe it was like, you know,
that's crazy.
I heard with Carson and Kennedy the other day.
I listened to this morning show that's often wrong, but sometimes hilarious.
And they said something interesting. And he said, you know what? I know that guy. His where kids go to school together. Maybe it was that, as opposed to, I like this man named Carson. I don't know what to do about it.
I believe he's stalking me. So I see him on the basketball court. I see him when I pick up my son at school. I don't want to sound paranoid, but he's everywhere.
I just want him to be my friend.
Yeah, it can be very innocent.
I mean, you should ask. I don't think that if he brought it up, then there's no reason why you can't ask.
What kind of vibe do you get? Like, do you think it's just something very normal?
Yeah. I don't know him well enough, and I'm not 100% sure his name is Tim. That's how well I know him. I think it's Tim. I'm pretty sure he's Tim.
Well, we know how amazing you are when you meet people and you remember their names.
I'm terrible. It's like I am the worst person on earth to remember somebody's name. So I think it's Tim, and I know he has a kid that goes to my son's school. That's about it.
Allegedly. Did you see this kid?
Yeah, I've seen him walk away with a kid, and it looked like
a kid.
Looked like his kid. I don't know. They seem friendly enough.
And like I said, he's a nice guy, but I don't even know if we exchanged. I don't think we even exchanged phone numbers. So, and I couldn't tell you where he lives, which everybody in Charlestown knows everybody and knows where everybody else lives. So, if you've talked to anybody half a dozen times, you know where they live.
Is Tim real?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Are you making this?
Yeah, I made this whole thing up.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. And like I said, so now,
I think maybe you need to go to a psychologist or therapist and find out and talk about this. See, because this clearly makes you feel weird.
It wouldn't make you feel weird.
But here's what I'll tell you.
It wouldn't?
No, because I would ask him questions and follow up.
Because how did I come up?
That's what normal adults do. They ask questions.
Well, I guess I'm not normal. I can't argue that.
I think you have no. I think it's totally appropriate for you to maybe ask him how did it come up. I'm just interested. Like, I'm interested to know how it came up.
Well,
I don't think that there's
anything wrong
with
that. Course, but when you're in it and you're like,
you're gonna see him again to pick up the kid.
I understand, but when it happened, okay, when it happened, I'm like, what? And then I'm thinking, oh, there's Barrett. Let's go. We got
quickly.
We got piano, basketball,
yes, Carson, but in therapy,
lacrosse,
they tell you
practice.
To look forward. Keep looking forward. Right. So why not do that?
I think you're looking at this as because it was in therapy. If this was a guy that said, hey, I was at this restaurant the other night, and or hey, I was over at the W, and I know you know Joe the bartender over there.
Mm-hmm.
Your name came up.
Right.
You would be like, oh, okay. And you would find out because you have mutual friends or something like that.
They're just people, too.
Yeah, it's not. I think you're thinking about the stigma of therapy, and it goes deeper than it was.
Or
he wants to be your friend real bad.
I'm trying to put a positive spin on therapy, Kennedy.
Honey, I can put any kind of spin on therapy. Bring it on.
My wife is trying to expand our life insurance policy. Is Tim going to be wearing my skin sometime soon?
Yes. Oh,
I just want to be friends with you. How do I make him my friend? He sees me at the bus stop, but he doesn't really talk. I don't think he knows my name, and it hurts.
Be scared if the therapist calls you.
617-931-1234 if you have some thoughts on this. 617-931-1234.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Pats and Rams on Sunday, 6:30, I think, is the kickoff for the Super Bowl.
That is correct.
And last night, so you had opening night, and that's just utter chaos.
It's like a circus.
It is. It's just, you know, people dressed as clowns. You know, we talked to Trenti Kuznarek from NBC Sports Boston. She says it's just a poop show. It's utter chaos. They have a red carpet that they walk.
I feel like the whole week is a little bonkers. It's become very commercialized, and there's a lot going on.
Opening night's more for the rabble. You know, it's not for the serious sports reporters. They try and get a little bit of work done, but they really don't do it on that first night.
So then last night, you got a little bit more of the sit-down interviews where now the media is getting to talk with some of the players. This first piece of audio is about Pat the Patriot. So you guys may have seen in the Pro Bowl on Sunday, he got tackled by a Jets player.
And it was remarkably unapologetic.
Right. And it was, you know, I think initially we all thought it was a viral story and that they were just using it to get publicity for the Pro Bowl because nobody pays attention to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out it wasn't a setup. The Pat the Patriot was hurt, had to go and seek medical attention, is not at the Super Bowl because apparently suffering from...
I read he might not be able to be there,
Right. You know, because suffering from migraines and soreness and all of this stuff. And Gronk is not here for it.
We're gonna have to figure a way out to get the revenge. I mean, that was not nice what he did. I mean, I heard the guy got seriously hurt. He's a competitor. Jamal Adams is a competitor, I can tell you that.
So I don't know if it was in there, but he said something about getting even with him, too.
Said revenge.
Yeah, said we need to figure out how to get revenge.
Got to get revenge. So this young fan asked Tom Brady about the haters.
Yes.
What do you do when you've got the haters, Kennedy?
Wait, I've never heard of anybody that hates Tom Brady, right?
No.
He seems a likable guy.
He's affable.
Everybody I don't know. What do we do about the haters? We love them. We love them back because we don't hate back. We appreciate it, and we love them, and we wish them the best in their life.
See that, Kennedy?
He's the GOAT. Imagine being that good that you're like, I don't care about the
haters.
You
have to go high when they go low.
My favorite quote from Tom Brady wasn't when he was talking to this kid. It was when some guy was interviewing him, and he and Jared Goff were sitting next to each other, and Jared Goff is the quarterback for the Rams. And the guy asks him, because Jared Goff is about Annie's age right now, you know, and he's asking Tom Brady, he's like, so you were around 24 years old when you're headed to your first Super Bowl. Do you have any advice for Jared Goff, who's literally right next to him? And Tom Brady goes, I'm not giving this guy any advice. That, to me, is the GOAT right there. He's like, I'm not telling this guy anything.
So who would play Tom Brady in a movie?
I've tried to stick with my Boston boys, with Wahlberg or Matt or Ben. I don't know. Maybe we'll have a casting. I'll get to bring all those guys in.
Does he think all those guys are wicked taller than they are?
Yeah, right?
I mean, come on.
Ben Damon's like a 5'7", hard.
Ben Affleck is the closest one to him because he's about 6'6".
I wasn't really counting him. I was calling Matt and Mark.
I mean, maybe if you put Matt on top of Mark.
There you have it.
There it is.
Here's one other piece of audio again from Tom Brady at the Super Bowl. And, of course, it's going to come up. It has to come up, whether it's Deflategate.
Spygate.
What else do we have?
You name it, Gate.
ED-Date.
Nightshades. Whatever.
Yeah. Sugar.
Mascot Gate.
Yeah.
They got to talk
TB12
about.
TB12 method.
Yeah, talking about cheating.
All kinds of problems.
Most fans around the country accuse us of cheating.
Favorite junk food that you don't eat, but if you could eat it, that you would splurge on it?
Ice cream or a cheeseburger. But I do eat those.
Yeah.
I just don't eat a lot.
All right.
Yeah. Every once in a while.
It wasn't cheating. It was cheating on his diet.
Wow.
I indulge some.
So getting to the bottom of things. I like it.
Wow.
All right. And
hi,
now,
you're in the Super Bowl, the biggest athletic contest of all, and I want to talk about what did you eat yesterday?
What's your cheat meal?
The most dynamic personality at the Super Bowl, as always, is Bill Belichick. Now we're going to hear it for all three phases of the game. We're going to do the offense and the defense. And we're on to Super Bowl number 9.
We got a great group of guys right here.
We don't even need to play the audio. Their competitors are
really good, and they're good competitors. And that's a great football player. And that's a dumb question.
You know, our team has earned its way here. A lot of hard work. We've had our ups and downs, but ultimately, we're able to earn the spot here. We're privileged to represent the AFC. In this great game, and certainly a great matchup against an outstanding team with the Rams.
Belichick.
I'm so fired up right now.
I could run through a brick wall. Yeah, I'm ready.
I got more.
Whoa. The Rams are extremely well coached, well prepared. They have great players, great staff.
Wonderful city.
Pretty much led wire to wire.
Love their logo, those colors. Those uniforms.
Those were a lot of expectations.
Those cleats.
For them to do that.
Nice guys.
So.
Nice complexion. We're just going to.
And have, you know, had a good week of preparation back in Foxborough. Kind of fine-tune a few things here this week. And it'll be ready to compete Sunday night against a great football team.
Let's go!
Wow. Electric.
Get lubed up! Let's go!
If any of the houses run out of power today as a result of the polar vortex, just play that audio.
Wow.
That'll light it up.
It's electric.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Snow. It was one of my favorite things when I was a kid. I think it was eighth grade. I lived with my dad down in Guilford, Connecticut.
I was going to say, you lived in Florida.
Yeah,
did you ever have a snow day?
We didn't. We had hurricane days in Florida.
Yes.
But I lived with my dad in Connecticut when I was in the eighth grade, and I can remember listening to the radio station down there, KC101, and just sitting by the radio about this time of the morning, and they would read off every school. And just where my school was, it was like halfway through the list, and it was a middle school. So you'd have to wait until they did all the big high schools first.
Okay.
And then
hold our beer. From Chicago, it was pretty much every winter, and we were Wheaton or Wheaton whatever, so it was dead last.
And it was just such a weird thing growing up in Florida to even think about, like, getting up in the morning to see if you didn't have to go to school. And then they wouldn't call your name, and I'm sure there was a couple of times where I told my stepmother that I was like, oh, yeah, we're out today. Everybody's out today.
Yeah, this was way before getting text messages and emails from the school alerting you of whatever. Trusted Channel 7 News.
We used to go over to my buddy Mark and I. He would pick me up in high school, and then, you know, it would look like we were driving to school, and then we would drive back to his house and hang out there. And then one day his mom was home, like, she hadn't left for work. She was like running late that day. And then so then we get to his house, and she's like, oh, the school's canceled today? I'm like, yeah.
Sure.
We were like, we were hoping, we were praying that it actually got canceled, because otherwise we got caught.
It was the funnest time ever. We had a picnic table in my backyard, and we would dig underneath it so it was a fort because it was all covered with snow.
Yes.
Would you ever get in trouble?
No, snow day?
All the time. Literally all the time.
My senior year of high school, we had a big storm. We were off for like a week because then
that was 2013 for everybody listening.
Then the pipes froze and they burst. So we went sledding every night with some alcohol involved, maybe. And my mom would be like, don't you have school tomorrow? We're like, no, see ya. We would just, oh my God, it was the best week ever.
I can't remember what exactly we do. I can remember like going out into the woods and playing. It would be like me and my neighbors and my brother would just go out there.
And you saying, gosh, it's so cold here. How do you guys do it?
What is going on?
Yeah, it was
why are you playing in this?
I could be surfing right now.
Well, I think it was the opposite. I loved it because I wasn't used to it.
Mm-hmm.
And like everybody around me was like, no, we don't want to go out. We want to sit at home and play Nintendo. Right. Well, that might have been Atari, actually.
Right. A little Pong.
Right.
It might have been actual ping pong.
Shut it. Yeah, this winter vortex that is out there right now.
Polar vortex.
Like 50% of schools in the regions were shut down.
They showed the temperatures this morning on the news, Carson. And I mean, throughout the greater part of the United States, it will be below zero today.
It is unbelievable that we're not getting this right now. Are we going to be getting
tomorrow.
It?
Tomorrow.
It's going to be like 3 tomorrow.
So it's called Winter Storm Jaden. Winter Storm Jaden.
Jaden sounds like a pop singer.
Yeah.
Not like a scary storm.
He sounds
storm.
Like a Smith.
Excessive snow and wind around the country. Lows around -25 for some areas.
Good time. Yeah. Count me out.
Linda is from Amherst and apparently has a funny story about the trouble that she got into during a snow day, and it involved smoking. What you got for us, Linda?
Well, I was about 10 years old, and the neighbor girl was about 12, and we decided that we were going to learn how to smoke. And we were smoking up in the hay mow, where lots of hay and lots of straw was. And we thought that would be safe, because my parents wouldn't know, because, you know, they don't go out there, and they wouldn't smell the smoke. So we smoked, and the straw caught on fire, so we had to call the fire department to come out and put the fire out, which of course brought our parents home. And so back in those days, the parents made you like smoke a whole pack of cigarettes. Like, you want to learn how to smoke? Knock yourself out. Let's smoke. And so to this day, I don't smoke because of that moment.
Because of the snow day. Wow, what a story.
Thank you,
Linda.
I'm also an arsonist as a result.
Marianne is from Waltham. What's your story, Marianne?
When we were younger, me and my best friend were left home alone. And at the time, our parents were actually dating. And so they had went on a lunch date. And me and my best friend, we had run out of toilet paper. And so we were trying to call them to see if they would grab some on their way home. And they wouldn't answer their phone. So we got this brilliant idea to call them and leave a message telling them that we had burnt the kitchen down. Well, my mom got the message, and she called us freaking out. And she's like, are you serious? Did you seriously do that? And we just couldn't stop laughing. We're like, no, we just wanted toilet paper.
Drastic measures, man.
You know they weren't on a lunch date, right?
For summer, call these snowpocalypse.
The snowpocalypse.
Snowpocalypse, snowpocalypse. Snowpocalypse.
They were at your house.
La, la.
Thank you, Marianne, for that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.